Good morning, happy Saturday, and welcome to day 13 of my mowathon, which has just been extended by a little time. I must admit, yesterday was a bit hairy. I intended to try and navigate the A9, and that's come, well, really to an abrupt halt, and I think a wise move. I've decided to take the A85 out to Fort William, and then up to Inverness, and what a decision. Thanks for everybody who gave me advice, help and support last night. It was the right one, and the scenery is absolutely stunning, as you can see from this photo. It's a little bit drizzly, overcast, but the roads, being a Saturday, are quite quiet. Unfortunately, it's going to extend the time to arrive, but I'd rather be safe, and to be honest with you, going up the A9 would have been just sheer frustration, and apart from not being safe, I wouldn't have seen the scenery that I'm seeing now. I popped into Crieff Police Station. I stayed in Crieff, the Crieff Hotel, last night, and I popped into Crieff Police Station and spoke to Picklochry Police about traversing the National Cycle Route that goes from Picklochry to Inverness. It sort of dodges through the old A9 onto bits of tarmac drive. It's a dedicated cycle route, but it would have been a bit of a challenge if I'd have, got a certain distance and found there were perhaps a couple of bollards to stop a vehicle getting up. I'd have been completely scuppered, and my alternative would have been an even longer return journey and detour back, either east around the Cairngorms or west, as I'm going now down the A85. So I have made the right decision. Being as the weekend, I'm hoping to get some miles, although it was late starting this morning, hoping to get some miles under my belt. If needs be, I shall sleep in the cab of the tractor tonight. As long as I've got fuel, I should just press on. I've got a gas burner, which I haven't used yet, because I've been able to get coffee en route. I can make a coffee, I can pick a pie up from a shop. And if needs be, I just snatch 2 or 3 hours overnight and then plough on to try and get back onto a decent schedule. I hope it doesn't come to that, but that's what I'm prepared for. Thanks everybody for your support. It's been tremendous, and yesterday was a real down day. Poor progress in terms of mileage, stressful in terms of finding the right route. Felt I'd made a bit of a mistake. Poor planning on my part, but there you go. I'm one of those people that lives a little bit by the seat of his pants, but I'm enjoying the adventure of the changes that are happening. And I couldn't have done it without all you folk. I mean, you've been tremendous, and thanks for everything. And hopefully when I get to Scotland, I'm in Scotland, when I get to John O'Groats, I can relax a bit. And I shall certainly thank you all in person via email or telephone call, depending on how much time I've got when I get back. Thanks again. Speak later. Bye.